March the 1st, the expat law came into effect. This follows Finance Minister Tito Mboweni announcing that South African residents who earn an income abroad will only be subject to the 45% tax from 1.25 million rand from a million rand in the previous tax year. It's said that the current local economic environment, as well as this tax before, have driven a number of people to financially emigrate. The finance minister also indicated that the way in which expat workers would be administered would also now change. To give us her take on the latest developments, I'm joined on the line by Carrie Norden. She's a tax manager at Allen Gray. Thanks very much, Carrie, for joining us. So the finance minister has lifted the amount of money that people need to be earning overseas before they're subject to expat tax. Isn't that a good thing?
Yes. So before the budget speech last week, if individuals were earning above 1 million rand working offshore, South African tax residents, then it would be taxable in South Africa. But the budget speech last week increased that exempt amount to 1.25 million, which isn't a huge increase, but it still provides a little bit of additional relief. But I think the government is trying to focus, that they're aware that a lot of people have been immigrating and are scared with this new change that's come into play on 1 March this year. So they're just trying to appease it slightly.
Yes. You say that isn't a huge increase. I mean, by my calculation, that's 25%. Obviously, many of us in South Africa would love to get, you know, an extra 25% money tax-free.
Yeah, the thing is, so this legislation, it impacts South African tax residents working outside of South Africa for 183 days in a 12-month period and the 60 consecutive days. And basically, if you're earning foreign employment income and then you're converting that back into rand, you know, that amount is not so substantial. And also given that it includes things like fringe benefits. So if you're working in Dubai, for example, and you're getting a travel allowance and a car allowance, all that's included. And so you can get quickly eaten up before you get impacted by the South African tax.
I see. So just tell us about how expat people have traditionally been administered through the Reserve Bank and the changes that are going to be happening in this regard.
So the changes that the government announced, so we're still waiting for exact clarity on what's going to happen. But the intention is basically to phase out financial immigration from 1 March 2021. So I think the government's realized that a lot of people have been financially immigrating, a lot of high net worth individuals, in particular in response to this foreign employment income amendment, which has come into effect on 1 March 2020.
Let's rewind a little bit and just define for us what financial immigration is.
So financial immigration is not the same as changing your tax residency. When you financially immigrate, it doesn't mean that you necessarily cease to be a South African tax resident. Financial immigration is immigration from an exchange control point of view to allow you to take your money more easily out of the country. It's not to do with necessarily citizenship. You can still financially immigrate and keep your passport and be a citizen of South Africa. It's basically saying, I don't want to live here anymore. It's enabling you to access your retirement funds. You can withdraw from your retirement savings on immigration, but it's not necessarily linked to your tax status.
Understood. So the government is planning on making it difficult or easier to financially emigrate?
They're trying to deter people, we think, from financially immigrating. So they want to encourage South Africans to keep their ties with South Africa and to make it more easy for people, for South African tax residents, to go work overseas without having to go through this rigorous process of financial immigration.
So you touched on it very quickly. Let's look at it again. Who is subject to the expat tax?
So it's South African tax residents who are working outside of South Africa for a certain period of time, 183 days in a 12-month period. They are taxable on all their foreign employment income earned above now 1.25 million rand in a tax year from 1 March this year. So that means that if I'm South African tax resident and I'm working, for example, in Dubai, previous, like in a country which might not charge me income tax on my foreign earnings, now South Africa is going to want me to pay tax on anything I earned in that foreign country above 1.25 million rand.
Hmm. What are some of the important considerations that South Africans need to be made aware of if concerned about the new tax law?
So I think the most important thing is to be aware that it's your tax residency that brings you into the net. So it's not necessarily your citizenship or your status with the South African Reserve Bank. So if I financially immigrate, I can still be brought into this legislation if I'm seen as being a South African tax resident.
Yes.
And you are a South African tax resident. There's two tests. There's an ordinarily residence test, which is the main test. And that means if South Africa is regarded as my home, as a place where I'll return from my wanderings,
yes,
that I could be regarded as tax resident here. There's another test which speaks to how long you're in the country, but you only go into that if you're not clear whether South Africa is your home or not.
Hmm.
And then, of course, you have to be working outside of South Africa and earning employment income. So if I have my own business or I'm an independent contractor, this won't impact me. It's only if you're working with an employer-employee relationship.
Right. So what's the best thing to do to check whether or not you're affected by the new law? Because you're speaking to us generally, but if someone thinks they may be affected, who should they go to?
So SARS has some very very helpful and practical documents that they've released on this new legislation. So there's a few interpretation notes, one called Interpretation Note 3, which helps you to which speaks to ordinary residents, and it helps you to determine where you might be tax resident. But obviously it takes individual situations and circumstances into account. Then they also have a FAQ document on their website, and they have another Interpretation Note 16, which goes into this change in that very practical detail. And then they have an email address which you can actually email if you have specific questions about how this change might impact you.
Hmm.
So if you're still uncertain, then it's best to speak to a tax practitioner or an independent financial advisor who has some experience with how this new legislation might impact clients. And if you're thinking about immigrating, than a financial immigration specialist.
Yes. So, Carrie, just from your professional observations and perhaps exchanges with colleagues working in the same field as you, what's your sense of the level of immigration that's taking place, especially financial immigration that's taking place? Because anecdotally, we're hearing that it's quite high. Is that the case?
So I can only speak from an asset management point of view and from the exposure I've had from being in the tax department, but we have seen a large increase in the amount of South Africans taking their retirement funds offshore, with the reason being immigration. And since this new foreign employment income change was being spoken about, building up to 1 March, we've had a huge increase in questions.
Mm.
But I think the common misconception is that people think they need to financially immigrate and in order to escape this legislation, and that's not the case. You might have left South Africa 10 years ago. You just need to tell SARS that you are no longer tax resident and this is no longer your home in order to get out of this this new legislation and not have your foreign earnings being taxed in South Africa.
You're right.
You don't have to financially immigrate.
That was Carrie Norden. She's a tax manager at Allen Gray.